USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China set to impose tariffs in retaliation to tariffs President Trump is now saying he'll be placing on Chinese imports. He defends them in a tweet yesterday. And again, later in the day, as we hear from Wendy King.
He made the point in front of his supporters at a rally in Ohio.
The Chinese market is down 27% in the last 3 or 4 months. 27. I don't like that because I really like President Xi and I respect China greatly. But they've done it off our back.
Some economists say the tariffs are already costing Americans lots of money and plenty of jobs.
The U.S. Embassy in Bangladesh confirming that Ambassador Marsha Barnicot's car was attacked last night by a mob as she left a dinner hosted by a human rights activist. The ambassador and her group did manage to escape unharmed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Taliban claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing that left 3 NATO soldiers dead early Sunday. The nationality of the victims not immediately released, though NATO says 3 others were also injured, an American and 2 Afghan soldiers. On Friday night, President Trump sends out a tweet in which he blasts NBA star LeBron James after James is very critical of President Trump and his policies in a CNN interview. Well, First Lady Melania Trump has nothing but good things to say about James. In a statement, a spokeswoman says the First Lady appreciates James' charity work and says it looks like LeBron James is working to do good things on behalf of our next generation. The statement also says the First Lady is eager to visit the school that James opened last week in Ohio. Russia's foreign ministry has appointed now Russian citizen actor Steven Seagal to be a special representative on U.S.-Russian humanitarian issues. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Amazon says it will no longer allow third-party retailers to sell items with Nazi and white nationalist symbols on them. The online retail giant looking into the issue after concerns were expressed by Representative Keith Ellison, a Minnesota Democrat, and 2 nonprofit groups. The company is saying that it's removed products found in violation of its policies against promoting hatred, violence, and discrimination. Yet another old sitcom could be getting a reboot soon.
Facts of life.
The spinoff from Different Strokes about a fictitious all-female boarding school that aired on NBC between 1979 and 1988 can be easily remembered as so much fluff. But on occasion, the facts of life address some pretty serious issues.
In my position, I have been privy to a lot of family secrets. Believe me, nothing is that bad.
Carlton Blair was a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
There you see, that's not Ku Klux Klan.
You wouldn't want his filthy money to be used for this beautiful library?
Now, The Hollywood Reporter says Sony Pictures Television's in early discussions to reboot The Facts of Life, and sources say Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel are involved with the possible revival. No other details are available yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.